brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are continuing with a phone blitz, taking lots of your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Wayne Madsen with big breaking news joins us coming up in the fourth hour today. We've now reached the halfway point in the transmission. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv at the start of the next segment. For PrisonPlanet.tv members, the radio show turns into a living color television news transmission as well. So coming up, we're going to detail the news after I continue taking calls. Dana in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to kind of skip through what has gone on since 2006 and maybe help some new listeners or people to reconfirm and understand how we got where we are with government legislature. If you remember back in February of 2006, the Chinese company Halliburton for Kellogg Brown Root, KBR, got a $385 million contract to build military detention retainment centers in this country. And they're quoted as saying an emergency influx of immigrants to support the rapid development of new programs. Now, put that with this new health program and the uprising that's going on and the testament of that. Then you move from there, just kind of jumping ahead a little bit, but you move from there to House Bill 645 that was proposed in the Senate this year, or the House Representatives, February the 2nd, where it is asking for detention military camps to come into being for civilians on military installations and expanding, as you said earlier, Bush's 2007 bill for broad presidential enforcement, which they've requesting that even be broader for Obama. Now
they've got bills saying they're going to put everybody in the camps for their own good. Now they have the internment camp programs asking for the National Guard, people to join the Guard, to run the domestic relocation, internment camps, even using that word. No, it's, but Glenn Beck is telling his audience it's not happening.
There's some more. The exterminism that Homeland Security has set out recently, it's for right-wing extremists who pose a danger, but it's also the Department of Defense is describing protesters. Think about people at these city town hall meetings as quote unquote low level terrorists. Now, if you go to goarmy.com and just type in a search there for National Guard jobs, it will take you to the description of what they're calling and setting out to hire National Guard.
No, it's a, ma'am, it's an you're right. It's an absolutely clear, congruent, stated public fact that the Homeland Security and NORTHCOM and the FEMA camps are for gun owners, landowners, conservatives, animal ID, premises ID to shut down the farms and ranches. The open eugenicist bioethics boards, Wall Street Journal years ago admitted, they do have death boards. They do decide to kill people. They do decide to withdraw food and water from people. It's all real. It's all happening. We have our own Stalin taking over, but Obama is just their puppet. This isn't a system where you have a real Stalin or a Mao. This is a system where they have front men who carry out the same policies for the offshore banks. And yes, it is really happening here. And you've laid it all out in a congruent fashion, and that's why I got so mad at Glenn Beck when he said 6 months ago none of it was real.
I have been doing a lot of study on this flu epidemic, the swine stuff, compared to 1918 when the first time it came around during World War One. I lay you money, $1 million, they're going to take Obama out. And they're going to use the swine flu to do it because they don't want him in there. They got him in there to finish up what Bush started during 8 years. He's doing all the disruption and everything he can do to our economy, to our family.
And they'll blame it on him and politically destroy him,
right,
or something.
And they cannot assassinate him like they did JFK and other people.
Well, man, why don't you write up your editorial idea and send it to writers at Infowars.com? Thanks for calling. Good to hear from you. Interesting points. Richard, Thomas, Rich, George, everybody else, stay with us.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have 1 hour, 52 minutes left in transmission. We are now simulcasting the remainder of this radio show in living color at PrisonPlanet.tv. Here it is. This is the classic Obama socialism shirt. And on the back, this one just says Infowars.com. We have handsome black shirts with this image. Really stands out. I'm going to wear one of those tomorrow or next week on air. We have it with Obama Fascist, Obama Infowars.com, Obama New World Order. On the back, we have different variants, 8 different shirts. Wake up before it's too late. In the Fed, stop the criminal. You want to meet like-minded people. You want to get the word out. You want to get past the political correctness, because they're on the news saying this is now a hate crime. And if we give into that and say, okay, it's a hate crime, I'm not allowed to show him in a bad light, then you've given in. It's the media and the government creating racism, invoking racism. And they're doing it cold-bloodedly as a political tool, saying, be politically correct, don't criticize Obama on anti-gun bills, on open borders, on socialized government medical care takeover, really is eugenics. Don't criticize him on cap and trade taxes. Don't criticize him on abortion. Nothing, or you hate black people. And they've now said on MSNBC and CNN, socialism is now the N-word. It's a code. I mean, who would ever think of that? Now, they know that's ridiculous. It is a chilling effect. So I just want the listeners, I want the viewers out there to stand up. You can print off the free flyers. put them up in public commons where other posters and things are posted. You know, I said this last week, and I said this on Sunday, and I said this in the rules of the contest, that because I don't want you to get in trouble. You know, you're doing it on your own, so I don't have any liability. But I don't want you to get in trouble. Don't stick it on federal buildings or mailboxes. Put it under windshields, put it in the commons area. Wherever you see other posters up or polls, where everybody else puts posters up, it's selective enforcement and discrimination if they come after you. But I now have Florida newscast. I mean, I could have made the whole show today about myself, and I probably should, because, you know, we don't want them to try to demonize us nationally as they're doing. And later, I'll get into that later in the hour, but I want to go to calls right now. They are saying that we're not allowed to post our posters anywhere and that it's a hate crime. But we found Obama in 2008 in the Washington Post, and we have a copy of his letter saying, put the Obama posters up on stop signs. We never said that. But see, he can say do that, and he's good. But then we can't even say put this up on a light pole. And we've got stories out of Tennessee and stories out of California. We have them up on Infowars.com. There's so many I can hardly even cover them all. Where they got the highway patrol going, it's dangerous to put these on a light pole. This could distract somebody and cause a wreck. So it's okay to have the lost dog or the school event or the police barbecue or garage sales up on the pole. You just don't put a picture of God, that is Obama, up on there. The good news is I'm looking at TV stations all over the country and newspapers all over the country. You can just type Obama Joker. Go to Google News or startpage.com and click on the news search, and you'll just see scores of articles and stories and where they're going, it's horrible. Alex Jones needs to be arrested. This is so un-American. It's disrespectful. It's illegal to talk about our president. And then the comments, are you crazy? There's nothing more American. It was okay to show Bush as the Joker or as a vampire. I saw these Bushes a monkey put up everywhere. I saw Bush as a vampire put up everywhere. And that was good because Bush was a New World Order puppet. But I've always said, instead of just putting up Bush and Obama, let's put up David Rockefeller. Let's put up Ted Turner. Let's put up the real controllers, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, the Queen of England. That's why I've done spoofs defiling the Queen of England. She's not my God. Everybody bowing down and worshiping her. Our founding fathers burned effigies of the royals. That's what America is, not worshiping the queen when she comes here. But the gateway to find out they're all puppets and to get to the real elite is Infowars.com and Obama. So you wear this shirt, get in their face, let them know you're an American. And if they get in your face, say, I don't like that shirt, say, oh, but you liked it when it was Bush. And then explain to them, by the way, I'm not for Bush either. And I told my guys, we just got so busy getting these 8 shirts made, I do want a George Bush. Just tell Janae, our graphics girl. Take the White House photo of Bush and make it look like this one. I want a, you know, same style, same look. I want to get a shirt up of that by tomorrow. We can put the order in tomorrow. We can have him here by Monday. Our great guy that makes these shirts for us up in New York. She does a fabulous job made right here in the good old USA. And so we're going to have a Bush one for you, too. We're also doing one with Bush and Obama as vampires drinking blood from the Statue of Liberty to say they're both jokers. See, that's what it's all about. I'm going to give each caller a minute because I got to get to people. I promise to take a lot of calls. We did a good job the first hour, decent hour the second hour. I'm doing a terrible job now. Let's get to your calls, and then I'm going to get to all the news. Democrat Representative Burton says, speaking your mind is an act of political terrorism, and that's what the hate speech law says. This is the Louisville Courier Journal. I mean, this is mainstream news. They're saying speech is bad now. Now, folks, I know it sounds extreme and radical, but it's not. In America, you used to have free speech. Congressman Obama could use pandemic to declare martial law. That's key. That's coming up. That's up on Prison Planet. But right now, who's up next here first? Richard and PA, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. A gentleman was on earlier, and he said praying the rosary. Well, my opinion is we ought to hold our politicians to the Ten Commandments. They are not being lived up to.
I agree with you, sir. What else is on your mind?
A lot. this health care deal is a bunch of crap. Our government, my father, grandfather, and great-great-grandfather all fought in wars. And the way our government is going today, we're going to have one in the streets.
Well, that could be the false flag, is that they know, again, they've been building this police state up, building NORTHCOM up for decades. It didn't get set up in 2002, as we've been told. We have the government documents. Clinton gave speeches about it. They've been building this internal national police, this control grid, up to this point. Now they're launching all the crises at once. I think they want a violent revolution. They're probably going to stage terror attacks and say we did it. Now, I've been predicting that if we saw the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL come out and start that script, that it was a sure thing. What started 2 days ago?
Well, like I said, I think we ought to hold the politicians to the Ten Commandments and also use the Constitution to throw the bums out.
I agree, and I appreciate your call. But the thing I'm trying to make clear here is we've got to explain who's behind the terror. Who has the motive? Who's been caught doing it before? I mean, folks, I understand them so well, but it's really not even hard to do. It's not like it's some feat. It'd be like if I said to my wife, honey, it's going to get dark in about an hour, and it was 8 o'clock at night. Everybody knows it's about to get dark, and it got dark. She would say, oh, my gosh, you're the greatest genius on earth. I know how they work. These guys bombed OKC. These guys carry out the terror attacks. Every time they politically are losing, they stage terror attacks. That's in Army field manuals. In fact, when you guys search engine Army field manual 2004, false flag, that'll get it. And I want to, because I forget the exact field manual number. This is officially a secret Army field manual. The news admitted a year ago when this came out it was real. The Army got mad and said that's classified. WikiLeaks put it out. Now, we already know the Army did the stay-behind networks and the NATO option and Gladio. Every time people in Italy or Germany or another country were about to vote out the government they didn't like, the U.S. Army goes and stages terror attacks and then blames it on the enemies, and the Italian police go and arrest them. I mean, this is standard procedure. I mean, it's standard. The American people are about to get their rights back, get us out of the U.N., abolish the Federal Reserve in 1995, the feds blew up their own federal building. I mean, these people have got aces up their sleeves. You heard the caller earlier saying, hey, I talked to my sheriff. He knows what's going on. I'm really positive. Yes, positive things are happening. But then we know the establishment is going to stage terror attacks and say we did it. Just like the sun came up this morning and just like the sun's going down tonight. I mean, it's guaranteed. Unless we expose their trick. I mean, if somebody can cheat at cards, as long as you don't know they're cheating. But the minute you know they're leaning back with their fingers and pulling aces out of their sleeve, the minute you know they're doing that trick in the sleeve, it's over. You're like, hey, you're cheating. Give me my money back. You're cheating at poker. Thomas in Jersey. You're on the air, Thomas.
Regards, Alex. Hey,
regards.
I wanted to give you a heads up on one of the aces up their sleeves. I give you self-assembling block polymers. They're putting it in all vitamins, all supplements. It's in the water. It's in the food. It's in everything, alcohol, soda. It's a living plastic. It self-assembles in the body. It replicates and mutates and changes our DNA.
Well, I happen to have German news and other mainstream news where they admit it's grown on dead fetal tissue, the Novartis vaccine, the big one the U.S. government bought, and that it has live cancer viruses in it. And that's
so
out of...
They're actually poly... they're grown in like a poly... what do you call it? Like a sediment. They grow it in a lab. It's made from just a poly film. And
well, stay there, because you sound like you work in one of these labs. I just go off what the medical doctor's saying, what the news says. They grow the cancer viruses in caterpillar eggs, in dead baby retina tissue, for some reason, and in dead dog tissue and dead monkey tissue. So dogs, monkeys, dead babies, and caterpillar eggs. So I don't... And maybe you can explain to me this other thing you're talking about.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreenClean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreenClean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreenClean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
Yeah. You can actually read the 219-page U.S. Military Counterinsurgency Manual and the document site Scrib.com has it. Flashback, U.S. Counterinsurgency Manual leaked, calls for false flag operations, suspension of human rights. How to stage terror attacks, how to torture people, and the Army admits this is their document. So, just so you know, I mean, staging terror attacks is 101. So, the feds probably already have operations in motion, getting truck bomb ready, whatever. And just look, feds, when they kill a bunch of you and blow your daycares up, don't get mad at me, okay? I'm not the one blowing your daycares up. I guarantee you the media is going to have my face up there when your bosses kill you. And if I was the feds, there's no way I'd work in a federal building with the history of your bosses targeting your kids. And, of course, this bomb, because they know people hate feds, will be put right by daycare. They're going to pick a place with a daycare. You watch. When they blow up your federal building, they're going to pick a daycare because they love to show dead kids. And they'll have people come out with the dead kid bloody on TV and say, the Bill of Rights did this, the gun owners did this. And then all these idiots will say, oh, the Bill of Rights is bad. See, that's how these people operate. Let's go back to your phone calls here. Let's talk to Rich in New York. Rich, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Welcome. I love your show, man. I got to say, I also dig your bump music. Wish you would play a little more Frank Zappa, because he knew what was going on for decades. Anyway, I'm a healthcare worker in New York City, and I had an idea about how to avoid the flu shot. They haven't been able to yet control who we see as a doctor. I was saying, if everybody would just go to their family physician, if they could really trust them, and say, hey, can you take that stuff and just shoot it in the garbage pail and give me the write-off that you did it?
But look, it's more than just that. They're ordering the medical workers. I remember, I think it was you that called a few weeks ago and said, I just got the document, but since then it's been all over the news that they are forcing healthcare workers to take it, which is threatening them with their job. There's no law. You were that guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Jason. I called Burmis up and spoke to him about the Black Ops helicopters a while back. I don't know if I was the same guy.
So it was another guy from New York who was told they had to take the flu shots.
That's all over the news. The unions are fighting right now for nurses.
But I just want to get this straight because this is really getting wild here. Are you the caller? I'm just seeing if my memory's right. Are you the caller that called a few weeks ago and said you guys have been told you had to take the flu shot?
I had called several times. I might have got in on air. It was an agenda that I had. They asked me what I wanted to talk about. I don't think I got through. But, yeah, it's definitely going on.
Okay, so it was another medical worker. I was just seeing. The issue is this is really going on, that they're ordering people through color of law that they've got to take these shots.
And I think now they've actually got that to the point where they have, well, 1199 has always been a little political as far as siding with the wrong people, but seems like they're trying to move towards getting their healthcare workers to do this, and they won't protect them. So my question to you, sir, is there a way, maybe through relinquishing your power of attorney, I've seen that, government power of attorney over you, and just relinquish it and say, no, you don't have power of attorney over me.
That, well, I mean, they've got an
with our license and our social and all that signing off
sure,
on that. But.
Sure, I appreciate your call, sir. There's an executive order and a UN treaty saying they can forcibly inject you, lock you down, shoot you if they need to. That's all on record. We've covered it here at nauseam. If you want to find it, just search engine executive order quarantine. And that brings up CBS News first, and then it's got the executive order there for you. And it says it all there in one article. That's why I mentioned that one. Because there's still denial this is going on in big quarters out there. The COINTELPRO says that I'm the one making this up and that this isn't in the news. Or that I'm making up there's a plan to poison our water. Or I'm making up that they want to euthanize us, when it's all in their own documents and their own statements and their Biological Diversity Treaty 1996 and their Club of Rome documents and all of it. But in books like Ecoscience, no, this is really going on. They're really telling healthcare workers, police, military, you've got to take this shot. And most of them are saying no. So it looks like the program is going to stall. But they're going to go ahead and create fear and hype over a few thousand people dying normally of flu in this season, as they always do. And then you're going to have huge hordes of people. I mean, over a couple deaths. They had people lined up in Austin hospitals and every other hospital in the country. I saw the same reports all over the nation, freaking out, panicking, wanting last year's shot, even though they admitted it wouldn't protect them and help them. Okay? We'll be right back with more calls. I'm going to get into all this news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've just gotten new reports in that are off the chart. National Guard drill at high school to prepare for possible H1N1 riot. National Guard takes over school in swine flu vaccine riot drill. Congressman Obama could use pandemic to declare martial law. This is really happening. Now, I'm going to go over all this in about 10 minutes. Call everyone you know, everybody that's asking what's going on with the flu. Is it deadly? Is it not deadly? What's the plan? What's happening in America? We're going to break it down. I'm going to continue taking calls, and then in about 10 minutes, I'm going to get into this because it's just really hitting me that I have become so conditioned to the fact that these people are doing this, that I'm not responding to this as seriously as I should. They are clearly going to make their move. Unless we get the word out and scream bloody murder. This is not a drill. This is not a game. This is happening. Now I'm going to give each caller 1 minute. I have to. George in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
I'll be on in less than a minute. Thank you for being the Paul Revere of our time. They, as far as them cutting the internet off, my internet technician son said if you could set up a virtual private network to allow us to get into your site, maybe through your TV network as a part of a paid bonus or through paid GCN, that would
yes, the problem is that there are hubs there are major backbone systems that they're going to shut down. That's not our opinion. In fact, search engine this headline for folks. Should Obama be able to shut off the web? And then you'll see Mother Jones, The Nation, New York Times saying to save the web, they have to kill the web and go to a thing where you only have a few thousand choices. So it's turning it into glorified cable. They are really doing that. Here's a good one. But the point is, should President Obama have the power to shut down domestic internet traffic? This is what cybersecurity and the Air Force and Pentagon setting up these hubs is doing. Of course, we can set up private networks over phone lines and stuff. It's kind of like the old BBS system. But for the big, massive pull we have, reaching tens of millions a week now, and yes, that's what we're reaching, it's a scary responsibility, we will not have that anymore. So people better save this information, save these videos, get them on their computers off the web, and have libraries so that you'll have the material to give people if things continue to implode and collapse. But go ahead, sir.
Question. I'm taking two more InfoWarriors that you're suggesting. You thought the people with the money were headed for the Cook Islands. We're going to go see if we can find them. Do you have any idea where they might be there?
Say that again?
You suggested that the people with the big money might be hiding out in the Cook Islands.
Well, there's no maybe. I was saying that Austin is the richest town in the country per capita. It's like the vacation spot, the home away from home, of the money from Florida, New York. This is where people in New England come during the winter. Austin is now the wealthiest city in the country per capita. There's other areas like San Francisco or Manhattan or places where there's more money. But per capita, a lot of money lives here. And I've got lawyers and friends and people that serve the elite, you know, as their lawyers. I know people that are billionaires. They've all left the country in the last 3 years. They've gone to Switzerland. They've gone to Cook Islands. They've gone to New Zealand. They're not even really going to Costa Rica. That's kind of the poor guy place to go, like for old spooks and people, old CIA folks. So, yeah, you go to the Cook Islands and places. I mean, the Cook Islands are big, and they have big towns and cities. And you go to the rich neighborhoods with armored fences and security guards. That's where they are.
I wanted to look for them. We'll bring the information back. Thank you for your service.
All right. God bless you. I appreciate it. No, I mean, there's no secret. I mean, Google rich fleeing United States, rich fleeing Israel. Israel is probably going to get nuked or something, maybe even by Israel. Of the top 10 richest people, that was a Jerusalem Post article, or was it Haaretz? Of the top 10, if memory serves, 7 of them have left. Okay? They're leaving. They're leaving the U.S., they're leaving Israel. Who's up next, John? My list just changed. Matt and PA, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, why does anybody who would administer a shot, the H1N1 vaccine, need to be deputized?
Because they admittedly are going to be forcing you to take it.
Well, that's right on, I got a link right off of Drudge leaking to Boston.com. That Massachusetts is deputizing dentists and pharmacists and healthcare workers.
Absolutely. Here it is. Here's the article right here. We'll zoom in on it for everybody. State takes extra steps to battle flu and fall. Massachusetts health authorities took the unprecedented step yesterday of deputizing dentists, paramedics, and pharmacists to help administer vaccines against both the seasonal flu and novel swine expected to make a return visit. Why couldn't healthcare workers give the shots? They're going to be forcing them. This is the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. This is not our opinion. Now, again, they may set all this up, create fear, have people panic and beg for the shots, just to create the image of people begging for it, and then the real attack comes 2-3 years down the road. That could be what's happening. But there's no doubt it's staged. There's no doubt they're hyping it. There's no doubt they're bringing in the martial law. Now, are they going to fully implement it? I don't know. But all this COINTELPRO the last 6 months, all over talk radio, in the last 8 months, since January, I've been saying, I believe they're going to play the flu card. I believe they're going to play the flu card. Knowing the enemy, seeing their preparations, their conditioning. And then April, I said, I don't know if this is real, but they're certainly setting it up like it is. This could be it. I've got internal documents. We're really at level six. Months later, it came out I was accurate. I posted the secret document, and COINTELPRO attacks and says we're making it up. I'm getting death threats, everything else. This is really happening, ladies and gentlemen. Anything else, sir?
No, just keep up the good fight, man.
Oh, I just wish it wasn't real. Believe me, I wish I wasn't telling the truth. I told people back in October they threatened Congress with martial law because we had sources. And then a few days later, it came out on C-SPAN, and people still say I'm a liar. I can have Senator Inhofe, Congressman, who's the one from California we always have on, Sherman. Ron Paul has told you, and now it's been in the mainstream news. I mean, it's really happening. I mean, they really say they're poisoning our water and want to sterilize us and take all the children at birth. They really say they're taking the kids in England now, starting with 22,000 families, and making them guilty first. Just taking the kids and raising them in government facilities and cameras in the people's homes. I mean, people don't believe that. Just Google 22,000 cameras to watch 20 people in British homes. I mean, you can't make it up. It could all end if we just stand up and realize these are criminals running things. It would all end. It would all end. You know, I use Hollywood movies as parallels or analogies because the public may not know history, but they know Hollywood movies. And I was jogging for an hour this morning. Even though the world's going to hell in a handbasket, I've made the commitment to take that time out every day. And and it's a parable of how slow and easy wins the race, taking action actually pays off. I've lost 36, 37 pounds now. I'm going to lose another 30 plus. I'm going to go down to 180. But that's a side issue. I watched the last hour of 10,000 BC, which is a hypothetical. It's not really real. It's kind of legend, like some guys from Atlantis, you know, their civilization just destroyed an earthquake. So they, three white dudes is basically what they are, go into Egypt in the Mediterranean. Off the Mediterranean, they park their ship, they con the locals that they're gods, wearing headdresses, fooling them, and then they set up a slave system. Well, that's actually what the priests in Egypt actually did, and that's the secrets the Masons have. That's the guild secret, is actually how to manipulate populations, how to compartmentalize. So I saw this movie, people have been telling me about it, and most of it's fiction, but it's got some real history set in it. And it's all how they sit there and con the people. They're not really gods. But it's just a few of them are able. There's only one living by the end of the movie. And finally the guy throws the spear and kills him. I'm giving the movie away, but you should see it. Adults will see this and won't even get it. And so you've got this priest class. Only a few hundred priests and this one con artist manipulating tens of thousands of slaves and bowing down because he knew how to take some minerals and throw it in the fire, and it goes, boom! That's what the New World Order is a little con artist throwing something in a fire that goes, boom. That's the New World Order. It's made up. It's magician. It's flim-flam. It's theater. It's crud. It's crap. It's lies. And that's how these globalists operate. It's why their symbol is the pyramid, is that they sit at the top of the knowledge of how humans work, of psychology, and they use it against us. I mean, there had been all sorts of expeditions to the North American continent. Leif Erikson had been here. Eric the Red had been here. There were all the maps. These are in the Royal Archives in England and France. And Christopher Columbus was a Mason, and they said, here's the map. We decided to go ahead and fund, you know, moving into this area and letting people know the world's round. And he said, thank you. I'll now go do that. But that's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. This is mainline history. They just don't teach you that in school. They tell you, oh, in 1498 or whatever, you know, he found America. Yeah, right, he did, sure. And I'm a Chinese jet pilot. And Barack Obama's sincere, you know, and George Bush loves the children. And Saddam Hussein had WMDs. This is the reality. That you're being conned. You're being manipulated. Nikita, in Illinois. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, here's something I want to tell you about the swine flu. I think that they made the swine flu just to make people get the vaccine and steal all their money and steal all the money and then kill the population of the.
How old are you? I'm just curious. How old are you?
13.
Yeah, it's good to have you calling in. How long have you been listening to the show?
I've been listening to the show 2 days ago.
Great, good to have you on board. Listen, it's not just that. We know the vaccine has cancer viruses chock full. We know it has these chemicals that accelerate the autoimmune response that normally cause the brain expansion, that cause the autoimmune response and the brain damaging, that fries your pancreas. In fact, print this for me. I had it in the stack last week. There's a whole bunch of university studies proving that these chemicals they add to elicit the autoimmune response in all lab animals causes juvenile or if they're older, whatever age they are, massive onset of degenerative and extremely debilitative arthritis. So, see, everybody's wondering why I'm 19 and got arthritis. Well, you took the shots from eugenicists. You've been hit hard with a bio attack. I mean, you know, they're hitting you hard. They don't write giant government policy books because they want to, you know, write them to just put them on the bookshelf. These people mean business. These are men of action. The world's theirs. And you ain't in the future they've got set up. So, yes, you want arthritis when you're 13. You want to be retarded when you're 20. You want cancer when you're 40. Take the shot. But you're absolutely right, because they're about making money. When Bayer knowingly shipped out 1 million-plus shots, knowing everybody that took it was going to get HIV and hepatitis, they made money. They said, not only am I going to kill you, you're going to pay for me to murder you. And they said, absolutely. Let me give you that money. Just here you go. Here, you know what? How much you want? You want $5 to kill me? You want another five? How about $300 to kill me? Here you go. That's about what it costs for that factor eight. Kill me. And you're like, here, please kill me. Please kill me. You bet. We'll kill you real good. You try to go protest out front, Bear. They'll have the cops come over with tasers and taser you. And those cops will go shoot their kids up. Oh, here you go. I like my kid being brain damaged. You know, I'm a cop. I like having power. I love being scammed by the priest class up there on the hill running their fraud on me all day. It's fun. I'm sorry, Nikita, go ahead and finish your point.
Yeah. About that, I've heard of the vaccine because my mom listens to this Russian radio show, and it's only been, tested. It hasn't been tested on humans, but I think they deliberately killed it, made it. So, yeah, I've seen your Endgame video and the Obama deception. Right now, what they're doing in my school, they're having, they're making us, the food that we're going to eat this year is going to be from the government. It's going to be government controlled. It's from the USDA, so.
Yeah, you're not allowed to bring your own food.
Well, you're allowed still.
Some schools are phasing out. No, you've got to eat the special food they've got. Well, that's what they're phasing in. Listen, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. We're going to come back, and in the next segment, the segment after that, I'm going to break down the big news. The whole grid coming into view. No more denying. No more time to live in denial. No more time. The vaccines do come from fetal tissue. In fact, there was a caller earlier I meant to go back to who was saying it was grown in some sediment. I mean, just search engine in front of everybody. These, even talking about some other kind of vaccine, these stem cell, stem line cloned vaccines, it's a cloning process. Well, just search vaccines grown in caterpillar eggs. or vaccines grown in fetal tissue. I mean, it's a fact. So I don't know what that fella's talking about. But I know vaccines being grown in eggs, but the eggs, the virus seed, though, it was originally grown in the fetal tissue. Or it was, see, the virus lines. And hey, if you think injecting dead babies is in you is good, go ahead. You know, I'm the extremist. I'm the bad man who will sit here and pull up articles where they do these tests and it kills 25% of people that take them. You know, with the bird flu vaccine trial last year, London Telegraph. You know, I'm the guy that will sit here and tell you that they're going to use it for martial law, and now it's months later all over the news because we understand the enemy operation. And again, I keep saying, I've laid out the facts. We've been right. We know what we're talking about here. People better listen. There's not time to play games. I'm not risking my life up here for nothing. This is real. I don't just believe I'm telling the truth. I know. I know I'm right. All I do is think about this. All I do is study this.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for joining us. Wayne Madsen coming up in about 10 minutes and more of your phone calls. Here's the bottom line. When I got up here on air in the last 13 years, and talked about how the military was preparing to take over America. I didn't know when it was going to happen. I just went to urban warfare drills where the military admitted they were and admitted they were practicing to break up our families and take our guns. Then I found out about Rex 84 and congressional hearings about FEMA camps. And I got the congressional video of it and made films and interviewed police chiefs they tried to buy off. And I found out that you have a drug dealing, child kidnap ring running, private global corporate group of just totally ruthless people that launder money, create Ponzi schemes, get all their power through the regional private central banks that issue the currency and credit, that this sick crew of criminals who all one-up each other on the most evil stuff they can do are also eugenicists and believe that we're scum and trash and deserve to die, as the White House science czar writes and says in Ecoscience. And it's been clear in the last 7-8 years, they were going to use vaccines as one way to do it. And through the shots, give you a binary weapon so they can later give you the other half and kill you, but then they won't be affected. And then it turns out we've got government documents about soft kill weapons. And in here, they talk about vaccines that sterilize you. And the South Africans do it. These big CNN producers have now made a report about it. I mean, this is really going on. And it's covered in the film Anthrax War that we carry at InfoWars.com. They're on the bookstore. So I told people back in January and March and April, January, February, March, April, I said, I think they're going to play the flu card. March 5th, I did a whole show on it. And I said, they're getting the troops ready. They're getting the mass graves ready. They're getting the National Guard ready. They're getting the troops ready to lock down the cities under NORTHCOM, Brigade Homeland. It isn't just Bush, it's Obama. It's seamless integration. It's all staged. People would laugh at me even when I held up government documents, and they would say it wasn't real. Now, you can just Google the term or search engine the term. But let's do that for folks right now. Search engine the term, internment resettlement specialist. You'll be at army.mil, nationalguard.mil, saying we're setting up camps in America. We need to be able to rehabilitate and reeducate the American people. We need you to run these camps. And they admit they're building them now, and it's all over the news. See, they just need, the media knew they were there. They just had to stall long enough to get that it was for the flu in place. But they built this all years ago. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to do it this fall. They already tried the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, forced inoculation 2002, 2003. 14 million of their own first responders said they wouldn't take the shots, the vast majority, so they suspended it. They're going to try it again, but each time training us to accept it. But with the flu, people weren't scared of them saying you got to take the shots for smallpox. It's a federalization drill. It's a UN control drill. It does all these different things. It trains us to go under their control, trains us to accept in our body what they want to force in our body, sets that precedent. Now everybody's freaking out because CNN's reporting military planning possible H1N1 outbreak. Gates memo announces final assimilation of National Guard into the reserves. Boston.com, state takes extra steps in flu battle, deputizes dentists to others to help with vaccinations, forced vaccinations. Vaccine contains cancer viruses. Bild.de, top German news. Congressman Obama could use pandemic to declare martial law. Now it's all coming out. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.